a word that a lot of us sports fans haven't heard in a while, Linsanity. Jeremy Lin's unlikely rise from bench warmer to basketball phenom hit screens in a new documentary this weekend. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang recently spoke with Lin and some of his fans.
20 months ago, Linsanity sounded like this.
Lin puts it up. Bang! Jeremy Lin from downtown!
Mike Breen, New York Knicks commentator for the MSG Network, couldn't quite hold back his excitement in February of 2012. That's when a high-scoring Asian-American point guard fueled a seven-game winning streak for the Knicks. This was a big deal. And if two seasons ago is too far back for you to remember, meet Jenny Yang, a fan from L.A.
Jeremy Lin! Try not to blow out the levels on that.
Jenny, a writer and stand-up comic, remembers tearing up during Linsanity.
This is the kind of guy that represented so many of us who felt like we were bullied or put down for being Asian.
You know, Asian Americans are consistently told that there are certain things we can't do.
Jeff Yang writes for the Wall Street Journal about Asian American issues.
We don't have creativity. We don't have athletics. And I think Jeremy Lin proved that we can all prove them wrong.
We're glad to have that kind of figure in the spotlight now that, you know, it's a reflection of ourselves.
So you watch Jeremy Lin play and you kind of think, that could have been me.
If I was about 5 inches taller, probably.
George Wu is a student at Georgetown University's business school. In the midst of Linsanity, he bought the number 17 Knicks jersey of Jeremy Lin.
My life literally changed overnight and probably will never be the same.
It was a crazy, short-lived moment in basketball history. Classic underdog story. Rise of a then 23-year-old Asian-American player, graduated from Harvard undrafted, cut from two NBA teams, called off the Knicks bench for a home game against the Nets. He scored and scored again. That night, Lin left Madison Square Garden to a chorus of Jeremy by fans and Pearl Jam blaring across the court. Twenty months later, Lin plays for the Houston Rockets. Overrated was what critics started calling him after his less-than-stellar first season with his new team. Lin insists it's too early to tell.
I just turned 25. I really only have a year and a half of experience.
The new documentary explores Lin's experience as a son of Taiwanese immigrants. Being Asian proved to be a challenge.
You know, I don't know how big or small of a factor it is, but I can see different things, you know, when people are like, oh, he's not that quick, or he's deceptively quick, or he's deceptively athletic, or, you know, I'm not sure what's deceptive about it, you know, and I've thought about that a lot, you know, is it the way I run, or the way I move, or is it the fact that I'm Asian?
A fact that has given him a loyal Asian American fan base that continues to include writer Jenny Yang. She says Linsanity for her was like young love.
When you meet someone new and you're like, they're amazing, you're all about them, you're like, stomach gets butterflies, but
eventually that passion fades a bit. She insists, though, the love for Jeremy Lin is still there. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.